Info and network in the world.
America, we are lucky today. We're lucky in a way perhaps difficult for us all to see. We're lucky because we're not in a civil war right now. There are no makeshift field hospitals in Virginia filled with wounded boys who haven't even shaved yet. Toward the end of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln visited a 200-acre field hospital in Virginia, personally attending to thousands of wounded men who had seen hard fighting. Some of the patients were missing limbs, some were blind, some were scrawny with disease, and many of them were dying. And some were so young that Lincoln openly shook with sobs. One of these soldiers recalled that President Lincoln, quote, had a kind word for all of us. His voice, said an onlooker, was subdued. His eyes were mild, but all-observing. The close grasp of his hand attested the sympathetic great-heartedness of this great man. Another soldier said that the president walked down the long aisle between the rows of cots and spoke to and shook hands with every man in the ward. It was that handshake that I have always considered the greatest honor that ever came to me. A doctor in the hospital said that Lincoln's visit was a green spot in the soldiers' anguished days. In one tent, Lincoln encountered a Confederate, a member of the opposing army, and here's what the Confederate wrote about that encounter. Quote, he halted beside my bed and he held out his hand. Looking at him in the face as he stood with extended hand, Mr. President, I said, do you know to whom you offer your hand? I do not, he replied. Well, I said, you offer it to a Confederate colonel who has fought you as hard as he could for 4 years. Well, says he, I hope a Confederate colonel will not refuse me his hand. No, sir, I replied, I will not. And I clasped his hand in both of mine. America, we are lucky today. We're lucky in a way perhaps difficult for us all to see. We're lucky because we're not in a civil war right now. We are, as I have said, in what may be called a cold civil war. And we need to stop our fighting. We need to stop the relentless bickering, the judging, the hating, and extend to each other a new handshake of reconciliation. If that assassin's bullet on July 13th in Pennsylvania had found its mark, the cold civil war that we're now immersed in could have gone hot. Not only President Trump, but maybe even our entire republic had a close brush with death. And a brush with death reminds us of what is precious. It reminds us of the preciousness of our loved ones and of life itself. And in this case, it recalls us to what is precious about our country. What is this experiment that we call America? For all of its dark chapters, the genocide of Native Americans, Jim Crow, slavery, imperialism abroad, and so on, America has also pursued its originating ideal of liberty and justice for all. That ideal is written into our nation's constitution and into our DNA. Our ancestors did not come to this country merely to survive. They came to America, the very archetype of a great nation. The best republics will be virtuous, John Adams said. And elsewhere, Adams wrote that public virtue is the only foundation of republics. There must be a positive passion for public good established in the minds of the people, or there can be no republican government, nor any real liberty, he wrote. A generation later, Ralph Waldo Emerson, our great philosopher, said, the power of love as the basis of a state has never been tried. There is no way to enforce such virtues. Our founding documents, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, can inspire civic virtue, but in the end, it's really up to us to choose it. Again and again, we must realign ourselves with the founding spirit of our nation. Now in particular is such a time. Are we willing to extend a hand across the divide? Are we ready to renew ourselves as one nation indivisible? I believe that we are, and I believe that process, the process of reunion of our nation, has already begun. That's what my presidential campaign is about. The goals of ending wars, reversing chronic disease epidemics, restoring the middle class, getting corruption out of Washington and so forth are important.
A powerful message from RFK Jr.,
because a nation
who's set to endorse Trump this Friday, as I told you. We'll be right back with huge news in 60 seconds.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
On this Thursday, August 22nd, 2024, transmission, only 74 days to the most important election in world history. All right. I've got so much news. We did a really good job, I think, last hour hitting a lot of key stuff. We've got even more this hour and next hour and the hour after that. But if you just joined us, we'll be posting this on X soon. We're adding some more documents and clips to what you saw earlier. The deep state says Iran's about to kill Trump. They're trying to blame the assassination attempt on them. I foresaw that as their main move, predicted it days before they started launching it. Now they are really pushing it hard. This is a big, big deal. So more on that coming up. We have a special guest joining us to look at what's really happening in the economy and these fake job numbers and all the rest of it. Really smart guy, Alfie Oakes from Florida, one of the biggest farmers in the state and also owns the coolest grocery stores I've ever seen. Farm to Table. He's going to be joining us coming up in about 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And then I'm going to continue to intersperse it with all the other campaign and DNC news we've got, and boy, there's a lot of that. I mean, to say that they're lying and spinning is just an understatement. They have sheriffs on there that criticize Kamala for never going to the border and saying it's totally dangerous, to saying she's the most incredible border czar ever, right after she said she wasn't a border czar for the last 3 weeks. And we have Senator Murray saying the same thing. I mean, this is crazy. And I've got more here of the garbage they were putting out. And the coach, Tim Walz, he's the coach. He's not the Chinese communist agent. He's not the stolen valor. He's not tampon Tim. I can't wait for J.D. Vance to ask him why he spent millions of dollars putting tampon machines in all the boys' bathrooms in Minnesota. It's incredible. But they're not just trying to castrate your sons and sterilize your daughters through surgeries. That's just how they make post-birth abortion cool. They can't actually physically kill you or get you to euthanize yourself like they made fashionable in Europe and Canada and are trying here. They want to sterilize you once you're already born, but make it cool like the Emperor's New Clothes. But if you go back to the end of World War II, and now that the people that ran our country had defeated, you know, some of the other competing tyrannies, they wanted a way to lower fertility, dumb people down, give them higher cancer rates and more docile. They started adding cancer viruses to the vaccines. You see cancer rates explode stratospherically. They began to adulterate the food, a lot of poisonous additives, just like the cigarette makers did, makes it the same companies. And they began to add the waste from aluminum production and nuclear weapons, uranium purification and synthesis, and from phosphate mining for fertilizer, and they would then take the raw mix of that toxic waste that was incredibly expensive to store, and they would dump it into the water supply. By 1960, around 60% of the country had it, and today over 70% of the United States has fluoridation of water. Now, there are so many studies on this, literally thousands I've seen, Harvard studies, the most prestigious studies out there around the world. Almost every other country bans it. The UK kind of follows the US, maybe 30, 40% of their water is fluoridated, but people just won't stand for it. It's not calcium fluoride that you need a little bit of, but it's still toxic. It's natural. It is hydrofluorosilicic acid and one of the most deadly acids there is. So it's highly active in the body. It's an adjuvant. It accelerates other toxins and brings them through the blood-brain barrier. It attacks fertility, creates all sorts of horrible cancers. Bone cancer is the big one. U.S. report says fluoride is linked to lower IQs in children. AP Today. And they spin it and they go, well, that's at double the recommended level. Well, most water supplies put 1.8 to 1.6, which is double what they originally called for at 0.8 parts per million. And of course, it concentrates in the bones and in other organs like the liver and the brain. So they've been denying this forever. It's a known fact of science. If you can type into Google still, even though they're in control, they haven't blocked this yet. Since I talk about it, they probably will. And you can type in old-fashioned fluoride pesticide containers. And I remember being a kid. Before it all got thrown away, there were big junkyards. In the old days, people in the country didn't have trash trucks. Just you got a piece of property, and somewhere, you know, back in the woods in an opening somewhere, you know, you would take the tractor once a week and drag the trash back and burn most of it. And since then, my dad's cleaned it up and had bulldozers cover up the few dumps. But I loved them as shooting ranges when I was a kid. I mean, you'd go there, and there'd be like 15 washers and dryers and old bathtubs and old TVs and just laudanum bottles that were, you know, 100 years old, and just, I mean, I should have saved all that. Old Dr. Pepper bottles that said, you know, 10, 4, and 9 or whatever, you know, like when you're supposed to drink it, had cocaine in it. You know, it just piles of all these old bottles that I would just shoot. And the reason I raised that is there'd be old cans of poison where it wasn't just printed on them, that had since worn off, it was embedded on it, skulls and crossbones, and it would say fluoride. And you would dust, so type in fluoride pesticide containers. Just go to Google, fluoride pesticide cans, and it'll show you the old cans with the skull and crossbones, and it'll say fluoride and how many parts. And it would tell you to wear a mask when you used it. Now, they got rid of this by the 50s, so again, they were using it where you would just take it and dust it on the ground. Just take it and dust it on the ground. And then roaches or whatever would walk through it. And then that would kill them. So fluoride is a poison. Just type in, guys. I hadn't tried this in a couple of years. There it is. Sodium fluoride, 1 pound insecticide, effective against cockroaches, water bugs, and lice on poultry. So you would dust your chickens with this. Active ingredients, sodium fluoride, not less than, and I told you, see from memory, the percentage is going across. And I saw cans just like that where the paint had worn off, but it was actually embedded on the can, or maybe the paint cooked into it. I'm not sure, but I've seen that can and others that were kind of like, not pyramids, but, you know, bigger on the bottom that went up. So that's sodium fluoride. But they put electrified acid base of it that's hydrofluorosilicic acid. What you do need a little bit of as a trace element is calcium fluoride. So what they put makes your teeth weaker, makes your bones weaker, settles out throughout your body, goes through the blood-brain barrier. And notice on the container, good job finding it, crew, are skull and crossbones. So, they then start putting it in the water, and IQs go down, fertility goes down, cancer goes up. So AP reports, New York AP, yesterday, The U.S. government report expected to stir debate concluded that fluoride in drinking water at twice the recommended limit is linked to lower IQs in children. It's also cancer, everything else I just mentioned. And they said with moderate confidence they know this. So they're getting out ahead of it because they're talking about all the chemicals in the water. They put the poison in the water. And they know exactly what they're doing. It was a Harvard study that looked at 35 studies 13, 14 years ago. We covered and had expert toxicologists on about the cancer and the lower IQ and the infertility. The report, based on analysis of previously published research, marks the first time the federal agency has determined with moderate confidence that there is a link between higher levels of fluoride exposure and lower IQs in kids. While the report was not designed to evaluate the health effects of fluoride in drinking water alone, it is a striking acknowledgement of a potential neurological risk from high levels of fluoride. We've read these similar reports from Harvard and you name it in front of the Austin City Council, and they laugh at us and turn their microphones off and walk away. Now, I'll just ask. Now, if this doesn't upset you, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It is cockroach poison when it's just sodium fluoride. Cockroach poison. They take it and they turn it into an acid form where it's incredibly active in the body as an adjuvant to accelerate all of their toxins and bind to them and carry them through the blood-brain barrier and also into your bone marrow. AP, U.S. government report, fluoride lowers IQs. All right. I've covered that. That's who runs your government. That's what they're doing to you. And they think it's funny. But another thing we've told you over and over again, but now that it's an AP, now that it's in a major CDC, FDA report, sue your cities. You have standing. You have been victimized by this. And get them to get it the hell out of the damn water. You go to HEB. And they got still big containers of water in jugs that says fluoride water for babies and kids. And it's way higher than even this level on the damn container. And they say give babies the COVID shot that they now admit in a mainstream report today is causing early onset of neurological disorders like Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's disease. They're murdering us. I know that's scary to admit it. It was known science then. Iodine is in the halogen family, the same as fluoride, but it is the only good halogen. Not the bromide, the bromine, the fluoride, the chlorine. They bomb you with the bad fluoride, the bad halogen, and then keep you away from the iodine. It also studies show can remove some of this out of your body. That's why you want X2 and X3 that literally supercharges your whole body, not just countering the fluoride at InfoWarsStore.com. Or get Himalayan salt. It's got to have purple and pink flecks inside of it, and that means it's got close to atomic iodine. It's still partially bound to the sodium. But if you don't get X2 or X3, get that. Whatever you do, do it. All right, joining us for the rest of the hour is a good friend of mine, Alfie Oakes. And you can follow him at alfieforamerica.com. He has the most fabulous grocery stores I've ever seen on the West Coast there in Naples and other areas of Florida. He's also one of the biggest farmers in Florida. And he wants to come on, and I'm glad he's here, to talk about what's really happening in the economy, what's really happening with the jobless numbers, what's really, he fought back and wouldn't wear the mask and wouldn't close his grocery store and wouldn't make his employees take the poison shots. So I want to get his take on what's happening in the world and make other observations he's got. What does he make of the Commerce Secretary saying? She doesn't know what the Department of Labor and Statistics is. That's the biggest part of the Department of Commerce. And that it's made up that they've lied about the jobs numbers, 818,000, when that's their own department saying it. Trump says that. That part, I don't know what that department is. It's like Sergeant Schultz in Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing, nothing. Well, we got somebody that actually employs a ton of people. And he's here to talk about the real economy and where this is going in this election. Alfie, great to see your face. I've got a lot of questions, but where do you want to start, brother?
Well, you know, you were talking about the fluoride, and we've made, you know, this is where the local, you know, local politics is so important for every community. I got heavily involved in local politics, and especially in 2020, 2022, and with a favorable board, we were able to get the fluoride taken out of the water completely in Collier County. I'm right lockstep with you. We were in front of the board, explaining this to them. Many people have been duped by it. They send a guy around everywhere in the country whenever there's a resistance, and the guy puts on this spiel. He comes in a white coat as a doctor and tells everybody how safe it is and how great it is for your teeth. And this time, you know, I said, you know what's different this time than when you came back here like 7 years ago when I tried to get it out of the water, is we don't trust you guys anymore. The general public doesn't trust you. We're not buying into your lies. And we know there's a big difference between the fluorosilic acid poison, like what you said, rat poison. It's a toxic material that should never, ever go into anyone's body. And that's different than sodium fluoride. And not that sodium fluoride is good for you, but it's not nearly as toxic. And that's not what they're putting in the water. They're putting poison in the water, and it is to destroy us.
They're putting fluoride worse than the rat poison. Poison in there.
Yes, it is. It's I believe that it's an effort to control our spirituality, because there, you know, you have the pineal gland gets calcified.
Well, that's not your opinion. It does get calcified, and it absolutely. Sorry, go ahead. It lowers brainwaves. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it reduces our spirituality, our connection to spirituality, which is what they don't want us to have, because they want us to think that they are our God, our Lord, and they don't want you to be connected to your spirituality. And there's so much other going on. I mean, my fight here recently has been more with food than anything, and I want to talk about what the elections that happened in Florida was so disgusting here for our primary, but food primarily. That we are poisoning all of us Americans here at numbers that are just astounding. I mean, when you start looking at the autism rate, it is like 1 in 32. It used to be even in the year 2000, it was 1 in 1,000. And you go back into the 20s and it was, you know, 1920, it was like 1 in 100,000. This is insane. And this is because of vaccines. This is because of fluoride. This is because of all the genetically modified grains that the government is subsidizing for these farmers across the country to grow. They can't even buy any other seed. I have to go out of the country. I farm 6,000 acres. I have to go out of the country to buy non-GMO vegetable seeds to sell because it's almost impossible to get any volume of seed here.
That's a whole other thing where Bill Gates and a few other companies have bought up almost all the domestic and international seed companies, and they're forcing Terminator seeds that don't even produce new seeds.
Absolutely. They've basically taken over the whole system. And you know, the sad thing is, in other countries, even Russia, Vladimir Putin will not let these GMOs in there because he saw the devastating effects. They did have it there for a while, and he watched the devastating effects, and then he made it a felony to bring it in. And so many people go to Europe, Americans, and they eat the pasta and the breads and all that stuff, and they actually lose weight while they're there. And when the Europeans come over here, they gain massive weight with all the seed oils and all the garbage that we're intentionally putting in our food. That's big food and big pharma are one and the same people. The people that end up owning most of these companies are the BlackRock, Vanguard companies that are capitalizing on it, and they get us sick on all this.
Well, that's right. Tucker Carlson had a great guest who's made, you know, films and books about it. And it's true. The cigarette makers are actually owned by Big Food. It's not the cigarette makers went into Big Food. And so just like they put all those weird chemicals to addict you in cigarettes and tobacco, they do the same thing with food.
Absolutely. I mean, high fructose corn syrup is one of the very most addictive compounds that the human body is. It's more addicting than cocaine. And they start pumping this into the children at a young age. I mean, you know, the scam starts the second a child is born. They want to jab it with a vaccine when the baby doesn't even have an immune system. And then they try to tell mothers for a long time, and thank God that's changing a little bit, that breastfeeding is not important, to go ahead and give them this formula. That's loaded with the formula is poison that the government pays for people that, and this is an attack on the people that don't have money, because they get the WIC program or whatever that's going to buy this formula that has the high fructose corn syrup and all this garbage in it, and gets the child. It's like addicting your infant baby to cocaine as soon as it comes out of the womb.
And we know that their brain mass is massively reduced when you're not breastfed. And that's why we have breasts. It's why mammals have breasts. Whales have them. Horses have them. Cows have them. All mammals have them. And when females have it for a reason, that's what you're supposed to eat when you're a baby.
Absolutely. Yeah, we know. So we have, I now have, I have 220, cows, Jerseys that we do the raw milk with. Raw milk is really, if you're not going to drink raw milk, then just don't drink milk. You're better off to drink an oat milk or something like that. If you can get a really clean one or make it yourself, out of our almonds or, you know, take nuts and make your own milk. We made some walnut milk the other day that was really good, but we have raw milk, and raw milk is amazing for you. You'll lose weight. You can drink, our raw milk has 35-40% milk fat. You can, I got one family drinks 9 gallons of it a week, and they're all skinny as rails and fit. And you know, we got to get back to small farms. We got to get back to educating people about what's right. You know as well as I do that the food pyramid that the USDA came out with was the biggest scandal ever, all influenced by this big food. And if you turn the pyramid upside down, you actually have a much healthier diet.
Let me just back you up, and we'll go to break in a few minutes. You'll have the floor when we come back. But since you mentioned it, they don't just give them this, quote, formula they come up with in the 50s that has nothing to do with what the human brain needs. And they had so many scandals of kids dying around the world and here with the first formulas. And they're all horrible. They're all meant to literally dumb us down. It's all scientifically done. But all over the country in the world, they have fluoride water for babies. And these mothers get this and mix the formula with it. So you're getting a chemical they admit gives you cancer, destroys your fertility, and lowers your IQ. Let's put that back on screen. There it is. I mean, this is just crazy, Alfie. You guys just had it up. Put it back up there. There it is.
It's really sad, and it's intentional. I mean, so what they want, they want to get you sick. They want to keep us sick forever. They try to get children. You know, the amount of children, over 55% of the children that are of 15 years of age are now on some kind of medication. And they get them on these medications, and they want them to be on the medications for life. I mean, this Ozempic thing is just total insanity. Instead of cleaning up the food supply, they want to spend billions of dollars on this Ozempic so that people can put garbage in their body and try and lose weight, but they're still not healthy. They're still going to die young. Their bones are going to get brittle. And you know, if you eat healthy food, if you eat real food, you can be in your 80s and 90s, and you can still be out there and be kite surfing and bike riding.
I've seen you. You're in great shape for your age. So and again, isn't Ozempic like some kind of lizard poison?
You know, it's a peptide, but it's got all these other, you know, pharmaceutical chemicals in it, and then God knows what's in it. I mean, most of this stuff, they won't tell you what's in it, but it's not healthy. It's you're not going to cheat the system. You got to put God's food. I always say, everyone says, how do you eat clean? Well, you got to stay away from man's food. Go start looking at the labels. Go in the grocery store, look at the labels. If you can't pronounce it or you don't know what it is, then don't put it in your body. And almost everything in there is that garbage.
I want to put this back on screen. This is the AP. U.S. report says fluoride is linked to lower IQ in kids. Why do you think they're finally admitting what was known? Remember, they called people crazy back in the 40s that said don't do this. When it was mainline science, people knew it was roach poison, rat poison. Why would they try something like this? Oh, stay there. We got to go to break.
Why would they ever want to dumb us down, right?
That's right. Alfie Oaks, what's the best website for people to visit?
AlfieForAmerica.com. We have AlfieForAmerica on X. I'm not really doing huge social media. We got to get, you know, pushing into that more, but we're doing a lot.
All right, stay right there. We'll come right back to you. It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Here's our program. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in. I'm your host, Alex C. Dr. Kirk Elliott, a good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he runs a massive farming operation in Florida. He's got undoubtedly the best, cleanest organic stores in the world, a model for everybody. He's like a lifeboat or a Noah's Ark. He's Alvie Oaks, great guy, done so much great work in Florida and around the country. And we always really enjoyed talking to him. And so recap and get back into what you were saying about this poisoning and where it's going. And they send the guy in the lab coat or in the white coat, like the magician, to say, no, fluoride's good for you in the water. When it's bug poison and rat poison, and now even the FDA and now the CDC is admitting it. I was asked the question, why do you think they're suddenly coming out and admitting it's all true?
I think because of, you know, they used to own the narrative, right? And now we have all these other information channels to get it, and the truth just comes out. And this is really the only way to fix anything. It's the same way that if we're ever going to fix our food crisis, our food system in this country, it's got to be by people becoming aware and saying, okay, we're going to stop the demand side of this position. You know, everything, all economy is supply and demand. They're making this massive supply that these farmers are growing of all this garbage food that they're being incentivized. You know, this is the other thing is, there's never been, and I'm against the farm subsidies. I'm a huge farmer, and I don't even like big farms, but we grow things the right way. But we don't take any farm subsidies. The farm subsidies are what's ruined It's the beginning of the ruination of it. They're getting subsidized because the farmers couldn't make money. They couldn't afford to pay Monsanto and Bayer and all these companies where they buy all their garbage product from. But the government comes in and steps in and gives them this money. And to give you an idea, like a farmer that maybe makes $300,000 or $400,000 a year, he might sell, you know, $8 or $10 million worth of wheat or corn or soy at the end of the day. And they don't use much labor in that. And so the money that they spend is all on the seed and the fertilizer and the spray materials. And then they get subsidized maybe $2 million to stay afloat from the government. And they're making less than that. But the majority of all the money that they take in and give it all goes to these companies, the seed companies, the fertilizer. I mean,
and now let me ask you about this. Bill Gates and the EU, they want to come in and outlaw organic farming. Guardian headlines, organic farming's the worst. They're paying farmers all over Europe and now here not to grow organic crops and to grow the poison crops. This is a takeover.
It is a takeover. And, I pray it never comes to it, but I'll be the guy going down in a blaze of glory. We got plenty of guns, plenty of ammo. We're going to defend our farm. We got 3,000 employees. We have enough guns to put in the hand of every employee if we need to be. And I pray that it never comes to that. But we know what has happened in the past with these takeovers. Usually they go and try to kill the farmers in Russia. They did and other places where
look what they're doing to Amish all over the country.
Oh yeah. The same Amish men there that everyone knows about that got taken down back like 12 or 14 years ago. I was buying a lot of my milk from him, and we actually, our trucks were getting seized because you're not allowed to bring raw milk across state lines. I started out with only four cows, and now we're up to 220.
I should have introduced you as probably more than anybody in the food wars. I mean, you're like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of this fight, and your dad's famous for it. I mean, you were born into this.
Yeah, so Clay Higgins, Congressman Clay Higgins, one of my favorite congressmen, he calls me one night, a Sunday night. He says, man, brother, I need to ask you for a favor. He says, I need you to be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana tomorrow morning at 7:30 in the morning. I'm like, Clay, it's like 8:30 Sunday, 9 o'clock Sunday night. I'm saying, you're talking about, 10 hours from now. He said, I need you, brother. He said, I thought we were going to be able to get this passed. They were having whether they'd make raw milk legal in Louisiana. And he said, I thought we could win it, but if you come up there, we'll win it. So I flew up there and I sat in front of their Senate and Congress there talked for 30 or 40 minutes and really disbarred all the misinformation about raw milk. And it was unanimous that they allowed the raw milk to come in.
And that's the good part about you having that little private jet.
It helped out for sure. But we need to get that information out to people because there's a lot of disinformation, just like the fluoride. People thought that wasn't hurting them. The people didn't understand how healthy raw milk is. I think the winning line that I had in Louisiana is that it's you're charging the cow or the raw milk for a crime it did not commit. The raw milk comes out of that cow sterile. Yes, people got sick back in the 40s and 50s because it was from mishandling the milk. People that didn't have good sanitary practices. I said, it's no different than if your shrimp boats come in and the guys leave the shrimp out in the sun for a day before they decide to bring it to market and people get sick. It's not the shrimp's fault, right? So we're not going to homogenize all the shrimp and it's, you know, that raw milk has all the enzymes, all the healthy things that we need in our bodies. And what we've done to it is like we've done with almost all the food in this country has been to bastardize it and poison.
Well, all of our ancestors for eons drank raw milk. And then up until like the 50s, everything delivered to the house was raw milk. Then they started the homogenization, which allowed the big companies to give them basically rotten milk. I mean, explain that to people.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, the amount of urine and feces and all that stuff that's in this, the cows, and then plus they're jabbed on hormones. Our cows are all grass finished. The milk tastes so much better. The taste is just phenomenal. And it doesn't taste gamey or anything. It tastes clean and delicious.
We drink Amish milk. We get a big delivery every week to the office. Everybody buys it. And Alfie, we just lost him. We'll reconnect with him. This guy is awesome. We need to get him on the show more. He wanted to come on. Usually have to try to get him on. So we should have Alfie Oak should host the fourth hour sometime next week, guys. You know, we've been having a lot of great guest hosts. We should move some, you know, occasionally other folks in to it. So, let's get in the control room and Let's get reconnected to Alvy Oaks. If you just joined us, again, AP, the federal government, they're all reporting what I've been telling you for 30 years on air. The fluoride they put in the water massively lowers children's IQ. It gives them dental fluorosis, bone spurs, cancer, lower fertility. The list goes on and on. Alfie, you were talking about how dirty so-called homogenized milk is. Please continue.
Yeah. I bought about 800 acres of land that we were going to, I bought an old dairy so we would have the infrastructure of the dairy to put our healthy cows on. And I actually thought that possibly I would be able to take the cows that they had there and maybe put them on healthy food and get them healthy enough to where I get the milk to up to be something that would be passable. And I tried that with a handful of them and then found out that we were never going to be able to bring those cows back to, where we needed them to be.
You've got so much knowledge about the food wars. What can the people do to become informed and help stop this complete takeover that we're already deep into?
Well, we have to get back to like supporting small farmers. We have to educate ourselves on just not eating this toxic food that is shoved in front of us. And I know it's hard. It's difficult. Everyone says, oh, I can't afford to eat organic. You can't afford not to. When you eat real grass-finished beef, and yes, it costs twice as much, but guess what? It's most of the time it's four or five more times nutritious. And you eat these, organic vegetables that are grown in good soil that have all the micronutrients in it. The problem that we have in this country is everyone is eating this dead food. Their brains are saying after they fill their bellies up with all this dead food that it's still hungry, that it still needs more, and people keep eating and eating. When you eat the right food, when you eat the food that God intended for us to eat in good soil and good finished good meats and raw milk, then you don't need to really eat that much. It's amazing how little you need to eat when you're actually getting good nutritious food, and so you can spend less money on it. But you got to stay away from the drive-thrus. And many people even think that a McDonald's hamburger today, it might taste similar to the McDonald's hamburger that we had when we were kids. It's not the same thing. Back then, it was 100% pure beef. The bread didn't have the folic acid in it. There wasn't pink slime in the beef, in whatever they're calling beef. There wasn't the pink slime in it. There wasn't all these chemicals in there. There wasn't all these seed oils in it. They actually used to fry their French fries in beef tallow. I'm actually starting a company to make beef tallow for us to, the only healthy way to fry food, if you're going to actually deep fry food, it has to be an animal fat. None of these other oils, when it hits the flash point, it make even a good oil like a coconut oil or olive oil. Once you fry in it, it's become unhealthy. So
that's well-known science. They knew in the 80s when they said, go to these processed or artificial fats, that they literally just clog your body. Your body can't process it. And that good old fashioned real things like beef fat is super good for you. That's now undebated. They're having to reverse themselves on that as well. We're really seeing a collapse in confidence in the system, but it's all been cold-bloodedly done, hasn't it? Explain what happens when you even heat up a good oil like coconut oil past the point.
Yeah, you take one of these good oils like a coconut oil or even like organic peanut oil is very expensive, but once it gets into the to the point where you're frying in it, when it gets to that temperature, it becomes a toxic chemical for our bodies. And it's not as bad as some of the seed oils that we have, especially non-organic seed oils, where the process, the toxic process by which they extract the oil from these seeds, is that's what's more toxic than the seeds themselves. But I don't think there's anything that's done more damage to the health of our country than, specifically the seed oils and all the GMO grains from wheat and just every grain, the corn, the soy, all this.
Talk
stuff
about seed oils more, and then why? Because I read this in reports out of people that go work in Europe who are like 50 pounds overweight. They go work for 2 or 3 months there and eat like pigs, but lose 30, 40 pounds and feel great. Europeans come here, they suddenly get fat and sick. Europeans are living longer. What is the difference between, say, in Italy, their grain stock versus what's happening here?
Yeah, so it because it's they have they're using wheat that's similar to the wheat that our grandparents had, right? And they're not using these ultra processed seed oils. They're using a lot of butter. They're using lard. They're using these things that are actually much better for you. We were lied to back in the 70s when they told you that seed oil was heart healthy oil and that was lard was bad for you and that meat is at the bottom of the pyramid, that you're supposed to eat all these carbs and sugar and all this other garbage. So you know, the wheat that I have at Seed to Table, that we make all of our bread, we make 3,000 or 4,000 loaves of bread a night. It's all made of organic heirloom wheat. The wheat, the DNA profile on that wheat is like wheat's supposed to be. The DNA profile on the wheat that's in 99% of this country, I call it Franken wheat. It's about 25 times bigger than your own human DNA. It's insane. It looks like wheat, but it doesn't digest like wheat. It's very unhealthy for you, and that's what's in everything. So that's why people, you know, our great grandparents didn't have food allergies like we have. They weren't gluten intolerant. They weren't lactose intolerant, because the problem that people have with milk is not the lactose. It's that it's homogenized, pasteurized garbage. The reason that we have it's not, you know, that we have gluten allergies. We're allergic to this Franken wheat, this stuff that has a, you know, 25 time bigger than our own human DNA profile. And once you go over and you start eating food the way that God made it, we eat the wheat that they have over in Europe is the same kind of DNA profile that we have on the wheat that I get. I get our wheat, actually, believe it or not, from the United States here. It's a place called Central Milling in Utah, and they grow their wheat away from anywhere else where the it can't be cross-pollinated. They're kind of out in an area where no one else grows any wheat, and they grow this amazing heirloom wheat, and everyone comes in that thought they had gluten issues, and they eat tons of our bread, and they don't get
now, let's be clear, until 30, 40 years ago, it didn't exist, and now everybody I know is getting it, and because you're having literally an allergic response, and once you get it, it gets worse and worse. So if people simply learn about this and start supporting farmers markets that have the right food, Amish, Mennonites, grocery stores like yours, by our choices, we could turn this all around, and the system knows that. That's why they're trying to come in and literally, I can pull this up, organic farming is the worst, should be outlawed. London Guardian. I mean, this is all over. Now the new liberal thing is to ban raw milk and ban organic food. And the left now loves nuclear reactors. They love war. I mean, the left's all upset. Suddenly conservatives want organic. This is bad. I mean, I was just showing headlines earlier for TV viewers. This is wild.
Yeah, conservative values. You know, my father was a hardcore conservative, and he was one of the first guys in the organic movement. And all of his customers were liberals. He used to end up getting in arguments with them and throwing them out of there back then. But I mean, it is a conservative idea. This is being responsible for our land, being responsible for what we put in our bodies. That's a very conservative idea. And the left tried to commandeer that for a while, but as you said, they're being manipulated against it now. And you know, the farm subsidies are what's keeping this going. It's making this cheap food, these cheap oils that these places buy. Another thing, Madison Cawthorn was not a congressman here in Florida, but was a good friend of mine. He brought a bill up in Congress to actually do what they did in Europe and start making it illegal to make these seed oils to have them used in food. They're good lubricants for like automotive or something like that, maybe, but not for food. And what was strange is when he proposed this bill, the people that fought against it were not who you would think it would be. You would think it would be like these big food companies like Kraft or these people that are buying all these cheap seed oils. In fact, it was not them. It was the pharmaceutical companies that came against him, because the pharmaceutical companies know that that's the number one reason that's making people sick in this country, and that keeps them with people with all the statins and all this other garbage that they're pumping out to almost every American that's not paying attention.
Well, I remember growing up, my parents, you know, my mom especially, was super healthy, but she could get lard and cook with it. You try to go to the grocery store, you can't even find lard.
Yeah. So we the only thing that we've eaten fried foods for the last 15 years has been only beef tallow, lard. We sell about 500 steaks a night at Seed to Table, so we take all the fat trimmings at the butcher shop, and then you just basically boil it down. It's simple. You can make lard. If you, and you know, people don't want to spend the time, or you can make beef tallow at your house. You just render down the fat.
Yeah, you put it in the pan and cook it down, and then put it in a container, a dish. I remember, I've not liked McDonald's for 30 plus years. I remember when I was a little kid, and I remember researching it. McDonald's was real beef with fat dripping off of it. It wasn't the best burger, but it was okay. And their fries were the best because it was cooked in beef fat.
Yeah, no, 100%. It was, you know, it wasn't the healthiest thing even to eat back then, but it's so much more toxic now than it ever was. And people are running their kids through the drive-thru and saying, well, I ate it as I was a kid and I'm not in that bad of shape, but guess what? It's not the same thing. And none of this food is the same thing. They've taken over our, you know, 99% of the food that people are putting in their bodies in this country by volume is stuff that I would never even consider putting in my body. And we got to get the education piece out there and get people to, you know, there are more places popping up with healthy food. You go to the Midwest, it's almost impossible to find good places. And I have this new concept called Food and Thought. Food and Thought 2 is the new store, and I'm hoping to be able to start taking that on the road and get our good bread and our good meats and our good raw milk and all these good vegetables that are grown the right way with all the micronutrients. And I'm trying to get that out to the public because...
No, that's beautiful. And we need some of these smart people that got big pockets to help you back going nationwide. We've only got like 6 minutes left, and we got to get you back again soon. In fact, I'm always trying to get you. You're too busy. I'm glad you called one and on. So anytime you want, just tell us. You can also guest us maybe an hour next week. Talk to Daria. Talk to Scott. Let's get you on next week. But...
Absolutely.
By the time we have left, they tried to assassinate Trump. Now they're saying Iran's going to try to kill him. Obviously, a setup. What is your view on the political landscape right now on President Trump?
I am nervous only because I know that we have a very vulnerable system of our elections. Right? Even what I watched happen in Florida in our own like supposedly very red state of Florida. There's just nothing but shenanigans went on this primary. DeSantis didn't do us any favor with our whole, you know, they had HB 7050 that they passed a few years ago that makes it where all 67 counties have to use machines. All 67 counties, you don't have to, voting day doesn't have to end on voting day. And the most egregious in that bill was that a private citizen like myself cannot challenge the election results. In other words, only the government agency can challenge the government. And so, you know, this is in the red state of Florida. And when we watch what's happened here, we watched all our America First candidates across the board in the state of Florida. I mean, we took a huge beating in the state of Florida with our America First candidates. And every one of those America First candidates won in huge, huge margins on voting day, which was 2 days ago for the primary, and the early voting. But on the mail-in ballots, we lost miserably. And I think there's a lot of shenanigans going on.
Oh, we know. The 2,000 mules. That's how they're doing it.
It's a longer conversation, but these NGOs that are working in concert with Homeland Security are the way that it's happening. The NGOs are obviously funneling these billions of dollars south of the border to create this illegal migration. In Florida, we've had 550,000 illegals flown in. DeSantis don't say a word about it. And then believe me, I loved DeSantis early on. He did great things for our state, but when he decided to come against Trump, I think he may have sold his soul. Because of all these bills that they passed, but these illegals are coming in. He could stop them from getting out of the planes and put them on buses and send them back because they're legal. And he's not doing it.
Well, that's right. They can charge the airlines for human smuggling. Just charge the company and charge the people flying the plane. It's over right there.
We need to get the National Guard involved with this and make a stand. Somebody's got to be bold enough to do it. And they're going in and getting their driver's license. And you know what? This is the crazy thing. The DMV actually does a really good job in Florida of knowing if the people that get the driver's license are legal, if they're citizens or not. They actually have to know that because they give that information to the clerk of courts so that they don't become jurors, because if someone finds a juror that was not a legal citizen, then they can throw the whole thing out. So they have the information, but they're not allowed to share it. By Florida law, they're not allowed to share it with the SOE. Like, why is that? That's ridiculous. And then if this person that has this driver's license that's not a citizen goes to our SOE and asks for a ballot, they're not allowed to ask him if they're a citizen because he has a local address.
And the Democrats are telling illegals to vote. And then now the feds have said, the FBI 3 weeks ago, oh, the Russians and the Chinese are going to hack the voter roll databases in states that do check. So they're really setting it up.
They are setting up. I mean, this Albert sensor, I'm sure a lot of your folks watching are hopefully familiar with it. The Albert sensor that Homeland Security put on all of the SOEs across the country to supposedly protect us from Russia and China are the way that they get in. And this is the crazy thing. All this information that comes out of the Albert sensor goes, who do they send it to? They don't send it to the government. They send it to these NGOs. And then they're the ones that make the fake ballots, like the 400,000 ballots that we had that were perfectly filled out in Pennsylvania that we found in 2020.
And so Laura Logan's confirmed in Afghanistan, they've trained 70,000 terrorists. And when they gave them $85 million of equipment, it's all the government scanners and basically visa and passport printers to give these terrorists real entry to the U.S. Same thing you're talking about.
Yeah. Same thing. The NGOs are being funded by the globalists who want to take this country down, and they're doing a great job at it. And we're just not paying attention to what the real problem is. And the real problem is this mail-in voting. This is what took us down in Florida here. I could not have been more disgusted with the results of our primary. First of all, there's not tons of people coming out. I mean, I don't know what it takes for people to get fired up and come out and vote. Our founding fathers laid down their lives for the next generations, and we got these apathetic people that won't even spend 10 minutes of their time to come out and vote in the primary.
Well, Florida is one of the best states, so people get complacent. Florida and Texas are still barely hanging on, folks. The left says Florida's in play because they've got so many dead people and illegals ready to vote.
Yeah, so many illegals. And the voting rolls are intentionally not cleaned up because in the middle of the night, the Albert system, they come through there, they take the unregistered voters, put them in registered, and they send the fake ballots. And this is going on all over the country. And we have to stop it. You know, the only thing that I can say is when Trump turned his head, and I know that God's on our side, we watch you being able to persevere and stay on. I mean, they've been throwing everything at you, brother, and I applaud you for your tenacity and your will to keep fighting. And, you know, we got Elon Musk did a great job to get the truth out, and Tucker moved over there and got more truth than any. So there is a lot of truth getting out. We need to keep getting that truth out, and people need to act on that truth. People need to pay attention to what they're putting in their bodies and get mean and lean. And we got to take on this corruption. It's a spiritual war right now.
Alfie, talk to my producers right now. I want to get you to host an hour next week. If you've got the time, you'll host a fourth hour. Okay, guys, set him up. Find out what day. Let's get him in right now. Alfie Yokes, we salute you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, brother. Keep the faith.
Absolutely. Anytime he wants to host the fourth hour, let's get Alfie Yokes in there. All right. I've not scratched the surface on financial news, international news, election news, the DNC. I have a giant stack coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.